パラララランタラランタ。
Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages. It's the daily podcast where we read a page of The Narrow Road Between Desires, and then we talk about it. This is page number 163. Reich's breath gusted out in relief, and he tried to press the stone into Bast's hand. Ever the artist, Bast recoiled as if the boy had tried to hand him a hot coal.
I thought you wanted it. Reich stuttered nervously, his face gone pale.
It's not for me, Bast said. The charm is only going to work for one person. That's why you needed to gather it yourself. Bast glanced up at the sky and saw he had time enough to indulge himself in a bit before he had to head back to the inn. He was proud of all he'd done today, but the difference between finish and flourish, well, that was something only artists knew. Why craft and wrap a gift, and then forsake the bow? Bast leaned forward, lowering his voice.
The charm is so much more than just the parts, he said. Most folk don't know it truly starts only when you understand your heart of hearts.
Bast tapped the boy's chest lightly with two fingers.
A true charm puts down roots in your desire. Bast continued, dancing back and forth between the truth and what folk thought was true, making sure the boy would swallow it down smooth.
When you decided what you wanted, that's where it began. You've gone and gathered. The end of the page. I'm John from Vintus.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Vin.
This end of the page hurts more than some of the others.
Oh, it does.
Because, like, I know there's more, like, poetry going on here.
Yeah, it's going to be in verse, and, like, yeah, I just want to, and it's not even on the adjoining page. We actually have to flip the page, so we can't even cheat a little bit. Not that we would ever do such a thing.
No, the pact is sacrosanct.
but yeah, it's just like, oh, this, it hurts to have that split up.
Yeah. But let's read this without the he said here. The charm is so much more than just the parts. Most folk don't know it truly starts only when you understand your heart of hearts.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's good stuff.
And I also like this this bit of metaphor just above that is why craft and wrap a gift and then forsake the bow.
And I do feel like all of this setup here, all the extra things around the prose, really emphasizes my choice to take a stand that this charm does nothing.
It says he's dancing between the truth and what folks think is true.
Yeah, but it's like ever the artist, but yeah, bastard. Like. Ever the artist, he didn't really need. It didn't matter if Bast touched it. He's just like trying to make like, oh no, I can't touch it. This is all you. And then later on in at least in Lightning Tree, they go into like, well, Reich says, oh, if it only can be for one person, then it should be for my mom. And then it's like, oh, okay, we can make it for your mom, but he couldn't touch it. And now like, oh, we can transfer it to your mom. That's okay.
Right.
Is that why you think that he recoils from it?
I think that's just for show.
Oh.
I think it's just for show. Like
not no like actual real fear in Bast. It's like
no.
Okay.
No, it's not like it's iron.
Right. That's what I meant. I wasn't sure if there was some sort of if that was implied at all.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was the stone that he recoiled from. It wasn't even the needle.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because they still have to, like, he's got to thread the needle through the stone or something here, and something else is going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, does he have to, like, prick his finger and drop a blood in the circle of the stone? I don't
know. I mean, that sounds good, too. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember exactly what happens in Lightning Tree, but there's something along those lines.
Yeah.
And it's got to...
This jumped out at me too. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt your?
Go ahead.
This jumped out, and then Bill actually points it out that there is an interesting distinction made between the difference between finishing and flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is only something artists know. So I don't know, maybe it's, it puts me in the mind of wrapping a gift.
So, yeah, sorry, go ahead, Pat.
I was just going to say, what do you think the difference is? What does that mean to you?
Go on, John.
Oh, well, like it's the difference between just doing it and doing it with style, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can accomplish it and it's done, but unless you like, but for an artist, it's not really done unless it's got that bit of, you know, flair and pizzazz, you know,
yeah.
Dribbling some wax on it and sealing it with a signet ring or something cool.
For instance, the thing that it brings to mind for me is in the pilot episode of the X-Men cartoon when they save Jubilee from the Sentinels and Gambit does something. I forget exactly what it is. Like, I think he just, you know, did his card thing. And Jubilee says, "How did you do that?" And he says, "With style, shall ye? With style."
Yes.
You know, and that to me speaks of the artist's flourish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I that's interesting. I was going to say something along those lines. You're not quite that specific, but it kind of reminds me in how Quoth practices bows in the mirror and like uses his arm to like make his cloak go out, go all wavy. Cloak
a little, yeah.
Just like that's a little flourish that he does as an artist.
There's a lot of discussion about practicing movements. Like, also, there's Sleet who gave a shrug so casual that it looks like he had practiced it.
Right.
Yep. You know what I mean? So yeah, all of that kind of falls in, like, sorry to step on your words there before, Pat, but like, yeah, like you're saying. Yeah, so the practice movement, perfecting something so that you can do it with panache. Panache? Yes. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yes, yeah. Excellent. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, and that's exactly what I think. And I think what Bast is intending here is he has all this stuff he's going to emphasize to the boy. I mean, you quoted some of the prose again just towards the beginning of the episode, but he has time to go in and do all that instead of just like, okay, let's go make the charm now.
Right.
So right. Just finishing would be, okay, let's go make the charm. But the flourish is like the emphasize, like, oh no, it's for you and it must be only touched by you. And I'm going to tell you all about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's his flourish, I think. And he's very proud of himself with it.
Yeah. All right. Well, do we have anything else here on the page? I feel like we can't really analyze what he's saying about the charm and how it starts when you understand your heart of hearts, mm-hmm. until we get like the rest of the second half of it so that we know all of what he is going to say. And then we can try to parse, you know, what parts of it are, you know, faffery and what parts might be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think faffery. That's true. And if you guys don't have anything, we could do some housekeeping here.
Yes, indeed.
In the faff.
You know, if you want to send us a letter, we don't have too many episodes left to record, so you should that soon.
Achtung, podcast end approaching.
Yes, absolutely. We really don't have much book left, so please send us letters, and if they wanted to send us letters, where could they do that, John?
The address is page of the... No, it's not.
the other one.
The other one. You can send it there too. I'm sure the pagers also want letters from you. But our address is narrowpodbetweenpages@gmail.com.
That's right, John. And you can also send us a letter by joining the Discord. And if you want to send us some money, where could they do that, Vin?
Oh, well, they can certainly come down to Ko-Fi and throw a couple of shims in our cup so we can rattle them around and enjoy. Ko-fi.com.
That's right.
Ko-fi.com.
/page of the wind. And of course, if you want to send us a review, we always appreciate a 5-star review. Any less is an insult to our podfathers. And nobody.
And will sick hordes of undead interns upon you.
Interns have become kind of a mass of undead, unclear, undefined being. I personally wouldn't cross them.
No. No, you wouldn't. I wouldn't either. And they smell.
Okay, well, hopefully we will smell better than the interns on tomorrow's narrow page.
Narrow page.